Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia with the fraud team. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Randy McClure, and we just noticed that we were charged money from some wellness center, and I did not authorize any of that charge. I've already talked to my bank, canceled my card, and put in a dispute. So they just gave me this number, and so I'm calling you to say, will you please refund our money, and there will be no more further action taken. If you do not, then the bank will go in and file a dispute, and we'll let them handle it.
So you're calling for a refund. All right, I can look it for you. May I have your first and last name?
Randy, R-A-N-D-Y. McClure, M-C-C-L-U-R-E.
All right, and can you verify the shipping address?
I can't. I'm not going to give you any additional information. I'll give you my phone number and my name, but that's it.
Okay, well, we need the address to be verified.
What? Don't you have the address?
Yes, I need you to verify it. To make sure that we have the right account.
78640 is the zip code.
No, the address, like the street.
What's ordered here? She said it was some book or something. I don't even know what the hell it was.
Okay, I have to make sure that I have the right account before I give out any information.
No, ma'am, I don't feel comfortable doing that. I mean, if that's – I'm just going to let my bank handle it, and then we will get a refund at some point in time. But somehow my card's been compromised. I've already canceled it. But I'm not going to give any other information that can be used.
Okay. Well, the address is already on file.
Right. So I gave you the zip code.
No, but I needed the address. So it starts with 307. Can you verify the rest?
That's it.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, can you verify the rest?
No.
No, ma'am, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I hope you can understand that our bank, somehow they got our card information. I don't even know what the hell it was ordered. And, you know, so if you can't give me a refund, then fine. I'm going to just let my bank handle it. So the dispute's been filed.
Cancel the order.
Oh, and make sure that the order's been canceled because I'm not going to,
okay.
I don't want it.
All right. Well, is there anything y'all can help you with?
What is it?
What is it that was ordered?
Yeah, I can't give out information if I don't know that I have the right account.
You took our money. Tell us what was ordered.
If you can't verify the address, so I gave you the first three digits. Are you able to verify the rest?
I know. I don't understand why you need that. I've given you enough information to where you should be able to say that, okay, this is the right person I need to talk to.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking, can you verify the rest of the street?
No, ma'am, I don't feel comfortable doing that.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you're not going to refund our money, then we'll just let our bank handle it.
All righty. Well, do you have any other questions for me?
What?
Do you have any other questions for me?
No. Can you refund our money?
If I had the account verified, I would be able to help you.
All right. We'll just let our bank handle it.
Lifestyle Wellness?
No, she's a third party. You don't actually work for this company, Lifestyle, correct?
No, we don't.
Okay, you just have been as a contract. I just find it weird that I'd look them up on the internet and nothing even comes up under their name. So
I think y'all are scamming.
So I was warned not to give any additional information.
There is an email. Can you verify the email? It has 5@gmail.com. Can you verify the beginning?
RG McClure 5.
Okay. So we can take that. So it's showing here that it's for a meal plan. I see 39.
Right, I didn't order anything like that.
Okay. So yeah, this was for $39.85.
Correct.
Let's see here. And do you know anyone who could have placed the order without your knowledge?
No.
All right, and there is an IP address that we can get sent over to the authorities. They can also investigate it for you and find out the location and the owner of the device that it was placed with.
Okay, well, my bank said they were going to handle everything because they said you're probably not going to refund my money. So if that's the way it's going to be, then we'll let the bank handle it with y'all or with whoever this lifestyle is.
Okay, well, I just processed your refund.
What?
I just processed your refund for the $39.85.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I was just saying they was going to investigate and find out how it actually started.
Okay. Well, we don't know. I mean, we just checked our bank account this afternoon, and I saw it on there, and I was going, like, what the hell is this? So I called our bank and then got some information. What's the IP address that you were talking about?
Oh, yeah, it's linked with the account. And
what?
We get that sent. Yeah, it's like a code that's linked to the account.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I might have canceled the order with the previous woman I talked to.
Yeah. I see it got canceled. That stops it from renewing. So you don't have to worry about it popping up again. And I just processed your refund.
Well, obviously, you know, we didn't know anything about this. Otherwise, I wouldn't go through, you know, an hour and a half of phone calls. I mean, it's something that we're not.
How long is it
going to
take to be sent back to the bank?
Yeah, so anyway, I mean, I'm not, it's not something I'm trying to get out of if I ordered it.
How long is it going to take to show the refund?
Yeah, and it also.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, it also shows it was done through a contest. Does that sound like a contest entry?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. And you said how it takes 3 to 5 business days for the refund to be back on your account.
Okay. And what was your name again?
Yeah, my name is Asia.
Okay, Asia. Well, thank you so much for your help.
No problem. I do have a confirmation number if you'd like to write that down.
Okay. What is it?
All right, it's 919.
Mm-hmm.
285-618. Okay. All right. And you'll also get an email confirming that it's been canceled and refunded. Was there anything else I can help you with?
No, Lisa. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, and thank you for calling Custom Support. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.